都第十四节，喺我哋教会上下行嘅圣经
系
旧约第二十三页。
Thank you that in the story of the Old Testament, you
revealed
to us that you have this plan.
阿伯拉罕就呼叫他说，
喺旧约嘅时代，你就已经嚟到显示
我在这里
呢个嘅计划。
神说：你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示
你
的山上，把他献为燔祭。亚伯拉罕清早起来，备了驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀。于是二人同行，以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说：父亲啊，亚伯拉罕说：我儿，我在这里。以撒
犯错，
请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？亚伯拉罕说：我儿，神必自己预备所作燔祭的羊羔。于是二人同行。他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀，要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。他说：我在这里。天使说：你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊，两角扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来，献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，意思就是耶和华必预备。直到今日，人还说在耶和华山上也必有预备。愿神亲自祝福他自己的话语。以后有正道的时间，将时间交给许传道。 Pastor Andy。
Well, good morning again.
各位早晨。
Our passage today is Genesis 22:1-14.
今朝我哋要睇嘅经文系喺创世纪第二十二章一到第十六节，第十四节。
And a lot of people call this the greatest scene in the Old Testament.
好多人都称呢一段嘅经文叫做旧约中最伟大嘅经文。
And I think the reason why is because you see a lot of allusions to Jesus Christ.
个原因就是因为在这里我们见到有很多关于耶稣的预表。
And if you ever spend time to read the Old Testament, you know that there's a lot of stories being told.
如果你是用时间来到读下旧约的时候，你就会发现到旧约有很多的故事。
And in the stories, there's a lot of, usually, trouble, drama, and there'sbuilding up.
旧约的这些故事里面，很多时候我们都会看见有很多悲惨的戏剧。
And in the same way, this story that we're about to look at has a building up.
这一个的故事，我们今天看的故事都是有一个这样的渐渐来到营造。
So this morning, you don't have to pay for the ticket, you can see the story for free.
今朝你哋唔使买飞就可以呢免费嚟到睇呢一场嘅戏剧。
And the story has three parts.
呢一个嘅故事可以分为三部分。
And the three parts are identified by the phrase where Abraham says, "Here I am," or "Here am I."
呢三个部分呢，我哋都可以睇到系从嗰个嘅我在这里开始嘅。亚伯拉罕话我在这里。
So verse 1, after these things, God tested Abraham and said, Abraham, and he said, here am I.
在第一节就说，这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，他说，我在这里。
The phrase after these things.
那个这些事以后这个的词句呢？
Well, what are these things?
到底这些事是指什么事呢？
And not to get into all of Abraham's story.
我不想呢讲晒亚伯拉罕的故事。
But the most notable one is when God calls Abraham out of his hometown.
但是最令我们有可以注意到的就是神怎样来到呼召亚伯拉罕离开他的本乡。
His hometown, Ur of Chaldeans.
离开他的家乡加勒底的吾尔。
You know, when Abraham is called to leave his hometown, he's called to leave his family and friends.
当神呼召亚伯拉罕离开他的家乡的时候，他是离开他的家人和朋友。
But when he is called to leave, he's also given a promise that God will bless him greatly.
但是同时神都给他一个的应许，就是说神会来到大大的赐福他。
And Abraham obeyed God and he left.
亚伯拉罕就遵从神的命令来到离开他的家乡。
Now it's important to remember that to be called by God is a blessing and it certainly has a purpose.
我们要特别的留意就是那个神呼召的重点就是有一个的目的的。
But of course, to be called by God doesn't mean that it's an easy journey.
但是我们可以说被神呼召不是一个容易的旅途。
In fact, it's very difficult and even Abraham can testify to that.
实际上是一个很难的一件事，亚伯拉罕都可以为这件事来到做证。
And just like Abraham, he struggled in his faithfulness.
亚伯拉罕是在他的信心里面有挣扎。
And perhaps a lot of us here who are Christians can sympathize with his feelings of struggling.
或者在座当中我们基督徒都可以来到与亚伯拉罕来到有同情心关于他那个的挣扎。
But nevertheless, in this struggle, we consider God's calling a blessing.
但是无论如何在这个的挣扎的里面我们可以说这个是神的赐福。
But why is it a blessing?
为什么是一个的赐福呢？
It's because we're called from being away from God to God.
因为我们是来到从离开神的地方来到去到亲近神的地方。
And with that calling, there is a purpose.
每一个的呼召都是有一个的目的的。
And that purpose ultimately is to glorify and make God famous in all of the land.
这个目的最终的原因就是要来到荣耀神。同埋嚟到纪念到呢一个嘅神嘅羔羊。
So for God, by blessing and making Abraham famous, God himself is making himself famous.
所以当神嚟到赐福亚伯拉罕，使佢嚟到成名嘅时候，其实就系神自己嘅名字得到成名。
A very very popular or a very very notable New Testament example is the First Thessalonians.
一个好显著的在新约圣经的例子就是帖撒罗尼迦前书。
In chapter 1 where the apostle Paul praises their faith.
在第一章那里使徒保罗来到称赞帖撒罗尼迦人的信心。
How they repented and turned away from idols and worshipping the true and living God.
他们怎样来到离弃偶像来到敬拜这个真神。
And their faith became known throughout all of Macedonia and Achaia.
他们的信心就是在马其顿和亚该亚的地方来到传开。
And ultimately, it was God who was made known through all of Macedonia and Achaia.
最终就是神的名字在马其顿和亚该亚那里来到传开。
And I'm certain that there are people here whose faith and obedience to Jesus Christ has made God known in your surroundings.
我相信在我们当中都有人，你的信心是来到在你的周围的环境那里来到彰显出来。
So after these things are God calling Abraham to himself.
所以过了这些事之后，神就是来到呼召亚伯拉罕。
God tested Abraham.
神是来到试验亚伯拉罕。
And this idea of testing is not necessarily a bad thing.
个试验呢一个咁样嘅意思唔系一定系坏嘅事。
And when it says that God tests people, God doesn't test you to bring out evil from your life.
当神试验一个人嘅时候，神唔系嚟到试验将佢里边嘅恶事嚟到带出嚟。
But in fact, when God tests us, He wants to bring out the good work that He has placed within us.
当神试验我哋嘅时候，佢系要喺我哋嘅里边将好处嚟到显出嚟。
Because God has given us faith, God tests us so that our faith may be shown.
因为神俾我哋有信心，所以神试验我哋嘅时候就系要我哋嘅信心得早嚟到显出嚟。
So here God tested Abraham.
神就喺呢度嚟到试验亚伯拉罕。
And the story begins. Abraham says, "Here I am."
咁呢个故事嘅开始，亚伯拉罕就话：我在这里。
Maybe if Abraham knew what was about to be asked, he wouldn't say, "Here I am."
或者亚伯拉罕知道，佢话我在这里之后会发生乜嘢事。
So verse 2, God says to Abraham, He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah."
喺第二节，神话你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去。
And offer him there as a burnt offering, as one of the mountains on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。
Now here in verse 2, the word whom you love, the word love.
在第二节嗰度讲到话你所爱的呢一个爱呢个字。
This word love is used for the first time in the Old Testament.
是在旧约圣经里面第一次来到用到呢个字。
So the story is telling us,By using the word love for the first time, how significant, how profound Abraham loved his son.
所以在这里就给我们看到亚伯拉罕是多么爱他的儿子。
And when it says your only son,
当我们看到说这个你的独生儿子
this is Abraham's only son because in the story, Ishmael and Hagar was already sent into the wilderness.
这个是亚伯拉罕的独子因为在那个时候夏甲和以撒玛利都是被驱逐去到旷野。
So Abraham had no other son other than Isaac.
所以除了以撒以外亚伯拉罕再没有其他的儿子。
So why is this a big deal?
那这个为什么是这么大件事呢?
Well, in the story, Abraham was promised a son.
因为在这个故事里面亚伯拉罕神是应许亚伯拉罕一个的儿子。
And it was probably, he was probably in his 90s when he was promised this.
当神应许亚伯拉罕的时候他可能已经是九十几岁。
And so from that point to the point when Isaac is born, was about 10 years or so.
所以从那段时间直到以撒出生直到现在大概都是有十年的时间。
Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born.
当以撒出世嘅时候，亚伯拉罕可能已经系一百岁。
But imagine if you're in your 80s and God says you're gonna have a son。
咁你想象一下，当你系八十岁嘅时候，神对你话你要生一个儿子。
It's kind of hard to believe that。
实在好难令人相信嘅。
And that's why I think even Abraham laughed hysterically when he was told this。
所以亚伯拉罕就喺度嚟到嬉笑。因为呢是没盼望的。
And he said, how can this be? Sarai is in her 90s. Nobody can have kids in their 90s.
亚伯拉罕就说这件事怎样发生怎可以发生呢撒拉已经是九十岁了没人可以有儿子的。
But nevertheless, God promised it and Abraham believed and trusted God.
但是无论如何神是应许亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕就相信神。
So can you imagine that after waiting and trusting in God for so long, you finally have your only son?
咁你可唔可以想象啊？等咗咁耐，结果咧，最后你都有一个儿子。
Not just a son, but an heir to all of God's promises to you.
唔单止系一个嘅儿子，仲系神所应许嚟到承受嘅后嗣。
And now God says, "Okay, I give you the son. Now I want you to kill the son for me."
咁神就对亚伯拉罕话好。我俾咗你一个仔，而家你要咧嚟到杀死你嘅仔。
That is a very, very difficult thing that God asked Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕呢个要求系好难、好难嘅事。
So a lot of us who are Christians probably have experienced difficulties where God has challenged us to do something.
咁我哋作为基督徒，好多时候我哋都会遇到就系神对我哋嚟到挑战做一啲嘅事情。
And you can certainly testify to how difficult it is to obey God.
你亦都可以证实到话咧，系要嚟到顺服神系一件好难嘅事。
So you can get a glimpse into the agony and the difficulty that Abraham was faced when he was asked or told to sacrifice Isaac.
所以你就可以咧稍为涉见。亚伯拉罕，神要亚伯拉罕嚟到献以撒嘅时候，呢件系一件非常痛苦嘅事。
But verse 3 tells us how much faith and how much trust Abraham had in his God.
但系喺第三节就话俾我哋听，亚伯拉罕对神有几大嘅信心，同埋有几多嘅信心。
Verse 3, so Abraham rose up early in the morning.
第三节就话亚伯拉罕清早起来。
Now that is great faith.
等。
That is great faith.
哦，呢个系一个好大嘅信心。
When he is asked to do the most difficult thing humanly imaginable, he does it first thing in the morning.
当佢系神要求佢做一件咁难嘅事嘅时候，佢一早就起身。
You know, I think we as human beings, if we heard this story being asked, we would understand if someone didn't obey God.
咁如果我哋读到呢个故事，如果系有一啲人佢系神嚟到要求佢嘅时候，咁系。好难嚟到顺服神嘅。
If I came up to you and said, you know, God asked me to sacrifice my son, I didn't obey God, you would probably understand.
如果神系对我话你而家要献上你嘅儿子，我话唔好，你哋可能都会系明白嘅。
You might even agree with me and say it's okay. Yeah, I would do the same thing.
你或者都会同意我所讲嘅，就系话好好。我都会做同样的事啊。
I mean, this is ridiculous that God would ask us to give up our most precious valued thing.
神要我们来到放弃我们所最爱的一些事情，这个是不合理的。
Although human beings might write it off and say, yeah, it's okay to disobey God because this is too much.
那或者我们都会对神说，冇紧要啦，因为咧呢啲实在系太你嘅要求太多啦。
But this is not okay for God.
但系对神嚟讲系唔可以嘅。
If God calls us and we follow,
如果神呼召我哋，我哋要去跟从。
Then we must follow in full obedience.
我哋一定要完全嘅信服嚟到跟从。
It cannot be half-hearted obedience.
唔可以系一半嘅跟从。
Like I'm only gonna do this for you, God, if it doesn't hurt me too much.
不可以说呢，我要来到信服你，如果不是呢，对我有这么大的伤害的话，我就要完全信服你。
Here we see Abraham showing his true and utter obedience to God.
但我们在这里见到亚伯拉罕，他是有一个真诚的来到信服神。
So in verse 4, 5 and 6, we see on verse 4, on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes.
在第四、第五、第六节，特别是第四节那里说，亚伯拉罕举目，远远的看见。
And here, a brilliant scholar brought up this interesting point.
有一个很出名的学者，他就指出一点很有趣的。
He pointed out that this language, this word, third day,
咁佢就话呢一个嘅第三日呢一个嘅词语
is an allusion to Jesus Christ，
就系嚟到预表耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ died and on the third day he rose from the dead。
耶稣基督系死咗之后三日就复活。
Here on the third day， Abraham is to sacrifice Isaac。
呢度喺第三日就系亚伯拉罕要嚟到将以撒献祭嘅日子。
Now, not to spoil the story, but most of us know that Isaac didn't get killed.
咁我哋好多人都知道啦，以撒呢最终都系冇被杀嘅。
So in some sense, this is sort of Isaac's life from death.
所以呢一度我哋可以话呢系以撒从死嚟到复生。
But you're wondering, well, Isaac never died.
但系你话以撒都冇死过。
But in fact, he did die.
但系实际上嚟讲咧，佢实在系死咗。
Because when God gave the decree that Isaac was to be killed, he was already in Abraham's mind, he's already dead.
就是当神来到给亚伯拉罕这个命令的时候，在亚伯拉罕的脑海里面，以撒已经是死了的。
So here on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place.
所以在第三日，亚伯拉罕举目就看见那个地方。
Then verse 5, Abraham said to his young man, stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship.
在第五节，亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说，你们和奴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜。
Here there are some notable comments about verse 5.
在第五节呢，有些的注释这样讲。
In your translation, it might say boy or young man.
在我们的译本那里，我们可以见到就是说指童子或者是青年人。
The reason why it says that is because it's probably likely that Isaac was not a little boy at the time.
那个原因就是呢，可能以撒在那个时候已经不再是一个童子了。
Some believe that Isaac was already 15 years old.
有些人相信呢，那时以撒已经是15岁。
Others argue that maybe Isaac was already 25 years old.
有一些人也都说呢，可能以撒是25岁。
Now, why is this important?
那到底为什么这么重要呢？
Because if Isaac was 15 or 25 years old, he's physically able to overtake his dad, who is well over 100 years old.
那如果以撒是15或者25岁的时候呢，那他是足够能力来到制服他老年的父亲。
Like if I found out my dad wanted to kill me, I'm pretty sure I can take him physically.
如果我知道我的父亲要杀我的时候呢，我一定可以来到同他斗过力气。
Assuming I don't want to die.
假若我话我唔想死啊。
But here we get an idea that Isaac was willing to give up his life in order to be the in order for God's promise to be fulfilled.
但系喺呢度，我哋见到以撒系甘心情愿嘅嚟到献上佢自己嘅生命，等到神嘅应许可以成就。
And definitely we see allusions to Jesus Christ.
咁当然我哋喺呢度我哋都系见到关于耶稣基督嘅预表。
Remember the Garden of Gethsemane?
记唔记得喺客西马尼园里面
?Where Jesus agonizes and he asks that the cup be passed.
耶稣喺嗰度受痛苦嘅时候，佢请父将呢个杯嚟到挪开。
But ultimately, Jesus submitted himself to the will of the Father.
但是最终耶稣是顺服神的旨意。
In the same way, we sort of get a glimpse that Isaac submitted himself to the will of the Father.
我们都可以在这里看到以撒来到顺服他父亲的旨意。
And the second notable thing is where Abraham says to the two men, we'll go there and worship.
第二点我们所要来到注意到的就是说，亚伯拉罕对他两个仆人说，我们要去那里来到拜一拜。
The language seems, to me at least, out of place.
这里所用的词句对我来讲好像是不合这个的这里的意思。
If you were to go and sacrifice your only beloved son, why would you go and worship?
如果你去是要来到将你独一的儿子来到献祭的时候，点解你要去嗰度嚟到敬拜呢？
I think this sort of gives us a glimpse as to how much faith and how much trust Abraham had in his God.
喺呢度我哋就可以俾我哋睇到亚伯拉罕对佢嘅神系有几大嘅信心。
That his faith and his trust and his understanding of how awesome his God is would lead him to go and worship God even in the midst of sacrificing his only son.
他的信心和他对神的信靠就可以在他愿意来到将他的独生子来到献上这件事上看到。
And this should be a good reminder for all of us who struggle to follow and be obedient to Jesus Christ.
也都是可以来到提醒我们在我们在信靠和相信耶稣基督的时候，我们遇到困难的时候。
That when God tests us, we need to be ready to respond in worship.
当神试验我们的时候，我们一定要用敬拜来到对神回应。
But how we respond in worship is first based on how much we know and how much we understand of who God is.
但是我们对神用敬拜的回应就是有赖于我们对神的认识，神是哪位，有多
少。So in the most practical sense, you need to be preparing yourself, you need to be studying God's word, you need to grow in your knowledge and understanding of who God is.
所以在我们的应用方面，我们可以说我们一定要来到读神的话语，来到认识神是哪一位。
And by doing that, you grow in your faith and obedience.
如果我们这样做的话，我们就会在我们的信心和我们的信服上面来到有长进。
Even in the most difficult times in your life.
就算在我们生命里面一段最艰难的时候。
So in verse 7, in verse 8, here is the switch to in the story where now we see from where God calls Abraham to sacrifice his son to the moment where now Abraham's about to do it.
在第七节和第八节就给我们见到这个故事的转捩点，就是亚伯拉罕怎样来到预备将以撒来到献祭给神。
Isaac said to his father, Abraham, my father, and he said, here I am, my son.
以撒对他的父亲说，父亲啊，亚伯拉罕就说，我儿，我在这里。
Verse 9 and 10, because of time, we'll just read verse 10. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took his knife to slaughter his son.
第十节，那里说，亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
So here in the story, Abraham is about to bring down the knife on his son as an act of judgment.
当第十节话俾我哋听，亚伯拉罕就伸手预备将呢个刀嚟到插落去佢嘅儿子身上，就系代表咗神嘅审判。
And right when he's about to do it, the angel of the Lord spoke from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham."
当佢就系要下手嘅时候，耶和华嘅使者从天上嚟到呼叫亚伯拉罕，话亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham says, "Here I am."
亚伯拉罕又说，我在这里。
So here we see the end of the story.
咁我哋喺呢度就见到呢个故事嘅终结。
And the angel of the Lord said, do not lay your hand on this boy or do anything to him.
天使就说啦，唔好杀害呢个嘅童子。
See, and this is the result of the test. For now I know that you fear God.
呢个就系嗰个嘅试验嘅结果。
Seeing you have not.
我就知道你是对我的信服。
Seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son from me.
你不是来到将，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。
In verse 13, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in the thickets of his horns, and Abraham went and took the ram and offered as a burnt sacrifice.
十三节嗰度话，亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊，两角扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
Here at the end of the story, we see this theme that says God will provide.
喺呢一个故事完结嘅时候，我哋见到一个嘅主题就系神必预备。
Or for Abraham and Isaac, God provided.
神预备为以撒同埋亚伯拉罕嚟到预备咗。
Well, why is this language of provision very important?
点解呢一个嘅预备呢一个嘅词句系咁紧要呢
？Because you see it all throughout the Bible.
因为咧，你可以从整个嘅圣经里边都见到嘅。
When Adam and Eve sinned,
当亚当夏娃犯罪嘅时候
，When they realized that they were naked and they were and when they realized they were naked,
当他们见到他们自己是赤果的时候
God went and made clothing and gave it to them.
神就做了衣服来到给过他们
to cover their shame and their wickedness.
来到遮盖他们的丑恶
In a way, when God did that, he showed to them that God still provides and cares for them.
神嘅咁样做就系要嚟到俾佢哋见到神仍然系供给佢哋，同埋嚟到顾念佢哋。
In this story, God provided a sacrifice so that Abraham did not have to lose his only beloved son Isaac.
喺呢一个故事里边，神预备咗一个嘅祭牲，使到亚伯拉罕唔使嚟到将以撒嚟到献祭。
God intervenes, stops them, and gives them a sacrifice.
神是介入同埋嚟到阻止亚伯拉罕，而且系供给亚伯拉罕一个献祭嘅羊羔。
And in this case, the sacrifice was caught in this bush.
喺呢一个嘅情形底下，就系呢个嘅公羊系两只角扣喺稠密嘅小树中。
Some people will understand this bush as like a tree.
有一啲人佢哋对呢一个嘅小树系觉得系一棵树。
And tree, the imagery of a tree, it represents both blessings and curses.
树或者木头是代表了咒诅的意思。
It could represent the tree of life.
可以说是代表生命的树。
Or more notably in the New Testament, when a person is hung on a tree, he is considered a curse.
或者在新约里面，当一个人被挂在这个木头上面的时候，他是承受咒诅的。
And so when God hung his only begotten beloved son on a tree, he was cursed.
所以神是将他的独生子，当神将他的独生子，神所爱的挂在这个木头上面的时候，这个人是受咒诅的。
He was cursed in a sense because Jesus Christ took on the penalty of our sins.
耶稣基督为我们受咒诅，因为他是代替了我们罪恶的刑罚。
But at the same time, because Jesus Christ was nailed or he was hung on that tree, he also was a source of blessing.
但是当耶稣被挂在这个木头上面的时候，在这个时间他也是一个赐福的源头。
And not just a source of blessing, but a direct message that God provides the sacrifice.
不单止说是一个赐福的源头，更加是说神是有预备的。
So you see, this ram in the story of Abraham caught the sacrifice caught in the trees.
所以在这里我们看到亚伯拉罕这个的祭牲是在这个的扣在稠密的小树中。
In this way, this was a blessing to Abraham.
这个是对亚伯拉罕来讲是一个的福气。
This was God's way of saying to Abraham, I will provide the sacrifice.
在这样的情形底下，神对亚伯拉罕说，我会供给你的需要。
In the same way, in the New Testament, God provides the sacrifice by nailing his son.
同样在新约里面，我们看到神是供应了这个的祭牲，是将耶稣他的儿子挂在十字架上。
What does that mean for us?
那对我们有什么意义呢？
Salvation is a gift from God through the Lamb.
救恩是神所给我们的礼物。
God is the one who initiates it.
是神自己来到开始的。
God is the one who plans it.
是神自己来到计划的。
And it is Jesus Christ, like Isaac, who was willing to be obedient to God on the cross.
主耶稣基督就是好像以撒一样，是愿意甘愿来到信服，死在十字架上。
And because of Christ's obedience on the cross, we are now a part of this great promise to Abraham.
因为耶稣基督愿意来到在十字架上牺牲，我们就成为了亚伯拉罕应许的一部分。
We can say that we belong to God through repentance and faith in God's ultimate sacrifice.
我们可以说，我们因为我们的信心来到信靠神，所以我们就成为了这个的祭牲。
If you have not yet received this amazing gift of salvation and forgiveness of sins, do so today.
如果你还未曾是接受这个的救恩的礼物，来到使你的罪得到赦免的话，今天你就可以做。
Ask God through the shedding of Christ's blood to forgive you of all your sins.
求神藉着祂儿子所流的宝血来到赦免你的罪。
Ask God to be Lord of your life and give you His Holy Spirit to eternity, and dwell within you.
求神作为你生命的主，来到将耶稣 在你的心中来到管理。
Let us pray.
请我们祈祷。